But first to the UK, where the Prime Minister Theresa May has experienced an historic and humiliating defeat in a parliamentary vote on her Brexit deal, plunging plans for Britain's biggest political and economic change for decades into deeper uncertainty.
Mr Speaker, the House has spoken and the government will listen. It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support. Nothing about how... Nothing about how or even if it intends to honour the decision the British people took in a referendum Parliament decided to hold. And people, particularly EU citizens who've made their home here, and UK citizens living in the EU, deserve clarity on these questions as soon as possible.
Well, the opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has labelled it a catastrophic defeat and called for a vote of no confidence in Theresa May's government.
In the last 2 years, she's only had one priority, the Conservative Party. Her governing principle of delay and denial has reached the end of the line. She cannot seriously believe that after 2 years of failure, she is capable of negotiating a good deal for the people of this country.
Well, our Europe correspondent Linton Besser has been watching all of this and he joins me now. Linton, this is a crushing defeat for Theresa May. What happens now?
Well, immediately she's facing this no confidence motion, which has been tabled by Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the opposition. It appears, despite the massive loss that she just suffered, I mean, a loss greater than any in living memory, and indeed potentially the greatest loss suffered by a government on the floor of the House of Commons in the entire modern era, she will survive because the DUP, the Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland, have indicated quite clearly they are going to support her, and that is the party that is propping up this government, and clearly the Tories don't want Labour running Westminster. So that is the first order of business, Kim. The second is that Theresa May is now required to produce a miracle Plan B solution for Britain's Brexit woes in just 3 days. According to the former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who's an arch Brexiteer, he believes this crushing defeat will actually add power to her arm. Here's what he said a short time ago.
The reason it's been defeated so heavily is it's so evidently a bad deal for the UK. But the good news is it's given the Prime Minister, I think, a massive mandate now, you know, 432 votes against it, to go back to Brussels and say, look, this arrangement you've got, keeping us locked in the customs union, locked in regulatory alignment, forced to take your rules, that won't work for us. That's not what the House of Commons wants. They don't like this Northern Irish backstop.
Linton, it's been 2.5 years since the UK voted to leave the EU. It's just weeks before it's due to happen. Is Boris Johnson right? What's been the response from European leaders?
Pretty muted. We've had two tweets issued, one by Donald Tusk, President of the European Council, a bit of a cheeky message. He says, if a deal is impossible and no one wants no deal, who will finally have the courage to say what the only positive solution is? And clearly what he's indicating there is he thinks that Britain should simply cancel Brexit and go back to being happily married with Brussels. The President of the European Commission has urged Britain to come up with something quickly. Quote, time is almost up. And I just saw a short time ago, Kim, there's a poster outside a room inside of the European Parliament, room 01101, and the poster says, Meeting Brexit Steering Group underway. And that's a group of MEPs who are meeting with Michel Barnier as we speak, the EU chief negotiator. So clearly it represents some kind of crisis across the Northern Sea too.
That's our Europe correspondent, Linton Besser.